Should I be excited about stuff falling from the sky, Ali?
Yes, you should.
Not meteors? Well, something exciting, is it? What have you found?
Well, space debris.
This is like bits and pieces of spacecraft falling out, yeah.
This is actually, well, I think this is quite scary, other than the fact that our country hasn't been named where it can possibly land. So, a large piece of space debris, possibly weighing several tons, is currently, it's on an uncontrolled re-entry phase, okay? So, basically, space talk for out of control. It's ridiculous. And parts of it are expected to crash down on Earth over the next few weeks. So, it's hard for them to predict where it's going to land as well, but this is where they're saying anywhere in a band of latitudes a little farther north than New York, Madrid and Beijing, and as far south as southern Chile and Wellington, New Zealand.
Where are we on par with the New Zealand Wellington? Is it Sydney?
Yeah.
Is it?
Not sure.
Wow. We'll have to look at the longitude on that. The thing is, we haven't had a threat like this since Skylab around the late 70s. I remember being in sixth class and they all talking about Skylab falling, and that was major because it ended up falling, I think, Esperance, WA.
Mm.
And they had all this same talk beforehand. The experts were weighing in. It was weeks of where it was going to go, the trajectory of where it could possibly land. And, of course, they didn't have the technology they have now to pinpoint it with accuracy.
Yeah.
But you know the best thing about a piece of space junk falling, and this is what excites me more than a meteor, is that if this did land somewhere on the coast, if it landed at Harvey Bay or somewhere, I'd take a trek along with a bunch of mates with a ute to try and retrieve some, because you can make money from down spacecraft. You can. You can sell it off back to NASA because they like to process all the ins and outs of why it fell through the atmosphere.
And would you go there to watch it land?
Well,
no, you'd be too
You'd
scared.
Need
Come
a bit
on.
More accuracy. Because
I'd
want to
be in a tank.
That might save you.
No, it probably wouldn't. Let's face it, a couple of tons hurling towards the Earth. Well, surely, though, they'll blast it with some rockets.
No, they won't.
Come on.
You can't do that
why
with accuracy.
You?
It's coming in too fast.
Yeah, okay.
It's just got to crash, and where it lands is where it lands. If it falls on a building, well, too bad. They'll have to pay compensation or something. But
what about a whole bunch of fans blowing it up?
Ali, can you stop being ridiculous? It's not going to work. I mean, they proved that in Armageddon, all right? They couldn't use the nuclear rockets to blow up the asteroid. It went into different pieces. They can't do the same with the spacecraft. But opportunists...
They can do something.
Opportunists are out there all the time. And when Skylab fell, it was the same thing. Take a listen.
17-year-old Stan Thornton quickly grabbed the chunks, got on a plane to America and claimed $10,000. The prize for the first bit of Skylab returned to the United States.
There you go. See, NASA offers a reward for returning down spacecraft. That's why you do it. There's profit to be made.
Okay, look at you. You're ready to go, aren't
you?
Are you
going
to fly over to NZ in case some lands in Wellington? Hey.
We'd have to fund it somehow, but look, it'd be worthwhile doing because you get a bunch of mates together and then I could do the show from New Zealand or America or whatever. We could actually make this whole, we could actually do a tour, Bill Carnally, touring the down Chinese rocket around different parts of the world. I mean, people are so interested in all this sort of thing.
I'm on board. Is it a Chinese rocket, is it?
It's a Chinese rocket. One of their satellites outlived its usefulness and, you know, it's going to come
down.
Oh, there
it is, Long March 5B rocket.
That's
what it's called. Okay. Yes, launched China's first module for its proposed space station.
Now, for a bit of fun, Ali, if this thing was hurtling towards your house, think about the things you would save. What would you grab first? I mean, apart from kids, you know, Jean-Pierre the dog.
Yes.
What would you be grabbing in your house to get out of the way if this thing was hurtling there?
Probably the GHD hair straightener. No.
Flat screen telly?
No, I wouldn't worry about a telly. You know what we've got? This is quite random, but this is one thing that I really want to make sure that I grab. It's this. It's like a portable sauna. Okay, you know in the old days on the Flintstones, when you'd see them all sitting, the old men in the gym, and they'd all sit in these little boxes. We've got one that we bought basically because it looks hilarious. We bought it from China. It's this gold fabric sauna thing, and you sit in it.
Chinese bathhouse already.
On a chair, and blast hot air at yourself so you sweat. Like it's your own personal sauna. I love it. It's hilarious.
Can't you buy it again if it got
destroyed? No, probably not.
It's a collector's item, is it?
Yeah, so ridiculous. It's probably every part, you know, wrong and dangerous, whatever. That's what I'd save. What would you save?
Well, apart from loved ones, Lenny the laser. It's got to come with me.
Mm.
It's my mode of transport. It's who I am. It's my home away from home. It's
insurance. Is it insured?
Yes.
I'd be finding out where it's going to land and drive it straight through, chuck it in neutral as it's getting close.
Wouldn't that make Duncan from Give Me Mud a Grip a happy man if that was destroyed?
Would be very happy. I do like that question, though. What would you save?
Come on, Monica, what do you save and tell us?
Well, you've got to save the important things, the irreplaceables, mm-hmm. the photos, the computer with all the documents on it, and the insurance policy.
Hang on, Monica. Are you going to tuck this PC under your arm while you're screaming and, you know, trying to pack kids into the car and there's panic? How are you managing to do this?
The kids can pack themselves. They're old enough.
What frivolous thing are you going to grab as well?
Oh, sorry, I hadn't finished that. And, of course, the insurance policy is what I was grabbing.
Well, I'm taking that for Lenny the Laser because I don't want to. Ali said I should actually put it in the side of the satellite that's burtling down. What other frivolous stuff you got?
Show tickets, if I had any.
Show tickets. That is a good answer.
What a blatant way.
No, I love it.
We'll throw the family pass to you there, Monica, and you'll save them once that... Oh, God.
Very smart answer. We see what you did there and it's worked.
Yeah, good on you, Monica. By the way, if you go, be part of the Stocksman's Challenge. The Mawhinney families have sponsored that this year, the Stocksman's Challenge, and Keith and Judy Bell of Bell Whips have donated the whip for the overall winner who can...
Sensational.
Do the whip crack within, 30 seconds. That's quite an art because you're actually cracking the sound barrier when that whip makes that noise. Did you realise this?
No, I did not realise that.
Yeah. And that's part of the fun of the Gympie Show coming up next weekend. So good on you, Monica.